These my dad's making it hurt.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to the Julian Owens Podcast. I am your host, Julian, as always. And as you can see, we did a little facelift, did a little name branding, did a little change here and there. But as you can tell, the podcast still stays the same. Everything is still the same, but the only difference is the face. But nonetheless, we're here in 2023, going to do a new episode and give you new content across the board now. Now, I will say, one of those things is going to be this. I'm doing hot take movie reviews. These are movies that I saw over the weekend, and I just felt like you should hear my thoughts and opinions on it. Very hot. I would say it's going to be about 3 to 5 minutes long, and that's pretty much all you're going to hear about those podcasts. But nonetheless, let's get into the very first one, which is about Megan. I will emphasize this. I will not be spoiling the movie. I'll just be giving you general thoughts, what my opinions was on it, things like that. I will not spoil movies or try to hint at anything because I feel like you should go and watch the movie. So here we go. Megan came out this past weekend. It was directed by Gerald Johnstone. It was a screenplay written by Akila Cooper. Story was by Cooper and James Wan. It was released by Jason Blumhouse and the Blumhouse Productions to Universal. And I'm not going to lie to y'all. Hot take here. It's a really good movie. I didn't think it was going to be a good movie. Not going to lie. I thought it was going to be a run-of-the-mill doll movie. But I was thoroughly surprised. I can't sit here and lie. I was really surprised with this movie. One of the things is just the story. Akila Cooper, I'm having to give you your flowers here. I really enjoyed the story. She did a great job of just making me feel certain things about certain characters. The story of like how Megan becomes the bee and what she can do, things of that nature. I won't spoil what all she can do, but there's things that she does in this movie that I was like, pretty interesting. And James Wan, you could tell James Wan kind of helped craft the horror aspects of this movie, which I won't get into here, but it was really well done in terms of the horror tropes. But without even that, I will have to say the acting was phenomenal. Allison Williams, who you guys know from Get Out, The Perfection, and a couple of other projects she's done, she did a phenomenal job as Gemma has her niece named Katie, who was played by Violet McGraw, who I'm going to get to in a moment, where she has to take care of her. And, you know, she don't really want to be a parent. She wants to just have this career where she is this great, like, ingenuity toy maker that's very connected to electronics, technology, things of that nature for you, which is why she creates Megan in the first place, to help her with that void of Katie wanting a parent or just parents in general and helping her get to this big pivotal role in her career, which, again, Allison does a phenomenal job. Violet, as great as she is, I need her in more things. I need Violet McGraw in more things. She did great in Haunting of Hill House. She does a great job as being a kid who just lost her parents and just trying to find something emotionally supportive to help her through her trying times. Damn good job. Like, Violet did a damn good job. And then there's a couple other people here, like Ronnie Chang, who is your comedic relief, who plays a lot of the satire tropes that you know from, I'll put it this way, as much as I can give you, as the big conglomerate toy company that you would assume it to be. There's some companies out there that I'm not going to name that he really does a good job of satiring in the show, in the movie, but I'm not going to, like I said, I'm going to keep you as cold as possible trying to watch this movie. But my highlights, my absolute highlights in this movie is the ladies who helped picture and frame Megan. Jenna Davis, who voices Megan, and then Amy Donald, who is the body stunt double, or not stunt double, but the stunt person for Megan. They both did a phenomenal job, like absolutely phenomenal job. Jenna, you could definitely tell in the changes of tone in her voice that either, hey, I'm being nice, I'm being cute and cuddly, to, I know you ain't touched Katie. I know you ain't here to play with Katie. I'm going to handle you, and I'm going to take care of you the way I want to take care of you. And that leads me to the kills. I'm not going to lie here. The kills, pretty predictable. They're very predictable. But the ingenuity and the creativity that Megan gives some of these kills and how she's framing certain things is just a really good job. Again, as cold as possible. I can't tell you as much things. Can't give you examples or anything like that like I do with our vintage movie reviews. But just to let you know, this Megan's a damn good doll. Damn good evil doll. And I, hot take, I put her up there with Chucky. This is probably my favorite doll second favorite doll to Chucky. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I really enjoyed it. And with that, I give this movie a 3.5 out of 5 stars. Everything was good. The first beginning of the movie, you could tell the tropes. You could see everything going. It's like, all right, kills are predictable. But the fun time I had with the acting and just Megan in general, this is a very fun ride. I would definitely watch this movie again, just to let you guys know. Even though it's a 3.5 out of 5, I would definitely give this movie another chance to watch. It's very entertaining. And that's the hot take movie review for Megan. Tell me what you think. If you like it, you can leave a comment in the Instagram post, or you could basically just email us at thejulianowenspodcast@gmail.com. And basically, we'll talk to you about it, or I will give feedback, things of that nature for you. Or better yet, if there's any movies that you want us to review during the year, or is there any movie that you're looking forward to, always email us at thejulianowenspodcast@gmail.com, and we'll always look at them. But until then, that's it, guys. We'll see you guys next time. Thank you. Hope you had a great 2023 new year, and love you guys, and we'll see you guys next time.